America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the UB Sports Network from Learfield, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. This is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our team UB partners, AdPro Sports, ComDoc, by WGRZ Channel 2, Nike, Pepsi, by Town BMW, and by New Era Cap. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the UB Football Signing Day Radio Special. It's all part of the UB Football Insider Show. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road for the next 90 minutes, where we are going to, what could be better than talking football in February, head coach Lance Leipold? Nothing is better to get everybody thinking about football than to doing it today. And for the next 90 minutes, we are going to talk football on the occasion of today being the official end of the signing period. We'll talk a lot about that. There are 14 new UB Bulls. We will break down the details in every one of them, and we will go through the individual positions on the team and talk about what you're going to have going into 2018 with each of your assistant coaches. So we got a lot of football to talk about, and there's nothing wrong with that, right?
Absolutely not, Paul. Good to be with you. You know, with the Super Bowl on Sunday, everybody talks about it on Monday. I think we gave everybody 24 hours on Tuesday, and let's get back to talking college football and spring football right around the corner.
Absolutely, and spring football kicks in about a month or so for you, right? And
yeah, we're a little under a month, actually, before we get going, and the guys just got back to campus, you know, a week ago, so it happens really fast.
Yeah, and then the spring game, to remind everybody, is going to be Friday, April 13th at UB Stadium, so that is going to be everyone's chance to get a look at the 2018 Bulls. Well, again, today is signing day, Lance, but it's a much different signing day than it has ever been in your career. Because of the new rules that came in this year, your team is signed 14 players at the new signing period in December, so you really only had two players that you officially locked in today. Just take everybody through how much different the dynamics of having the two signing days and having the bulk of your players get locked in on December. This had to feel like a February that it's never felt like before.
Very different, Paul. I think different in a lot of positive ways. I think there was a lot of things that everyone across the country was kind of, you know, really unsure of and kind of experimenting in some different ways. And then when you look at our class in particular, there's some uniqueness in that alone of based on, I think it was a really good year for us in state. It was a good year in state for high school football. And then also the fact that we had essentially four players from the 2017 graduating class that waited until January to enroll with us. So a lot of our work was, way ahead of schedule, which we really felt, Paul, that we were finally had our rhythm in recruiting, where we were at, where we wanted to be, where we could get in on people. And then also now with this signing period, the month of January, we got a great start on the 2019 class as well.
What surprised you about, the dynamics of this were completely different. And I know there was a lot of sort of conjecture going into December about what would it mean? Would most of the kids sign then? Would they wait? Mm-hmm. Would it benefit the mid-major programs like yourself? Would the power programs feel good about this, not good about this? What did you learn? What it was surprised you about all of this?
Well, I think the thing that surprised everyone is how high the percentages were that most people filled their classes. I think maybe that was some people that maybe were unsure and made sure they filled it the first time around. I know for us, we had a plan. We stayed with it. Rob Ionello, coordinates our recruiting. Grant Murray, Billy Benoit are some of the guys behind the scenes, do a great job. Luke Groth, our director of football operations. Of course, our assistant coaches. But, everything that we went along of what we thought we could. We recruited, we made offers, they accepted, and we stayed that according to plan and very little movement. In the past, Paul, we had things that would happen very late in the last 7 days of recruiting or less, and a Power 5 school would offer one of our recruits. It happens often in our conference. And all of a sudden, you don't have a chance to really regroup. And especially if it's at a position where you're only going to take one guy. And if that commitment came early, people know that you're done recruiting it. It isn't like you can keep recruiting another position if you're only taking one quarterback or something like that. And all of a sudden, you're kind of left holding the bag there a little bit. Now, you get a chance to lock that person in. If they don't want to sign, well, then they're not really committed. And you still have a month to go out and fill the class. And I think that's the way it should be.
From the player's perspective, it benefited them because they could – if I'm all in on Buffalo, I like Buffalo, they want me, what's the sense of
exactly
not signing in December? So did this benefit the players in the long run?
I think so. I think there's going to always be things that are going to need to be tweaked in the system. I know there were some pressure on – people felt the urgency of things in December for people, playing in conference championship games, getting ready for bowl games. Unfortunately, I wish we would have had that stress, but I still think with the class the way it was coming out, we would have been fine. But there's still some things there that go through. Like you said, if you want to be at that school, then you are. You're there, you sign. If you're not sure, you still have a month to figure out where you want to be. And I think that's positive. I think there's still concerns about, when the visits can take place, how long is, should we have an earlier signing date than that? But then you get into high school dynamics, and I don't know if we're going to ever please everyone, but I know that from this point on, and they gave us some percentages at our national convention of really the Power 5 schools signed the most. The group of five probably signed the next most, and then there was under 50% of the FCS schools had filled. And I think you find out that those players that are going to be FBS type players are going to get taken. And I think for everyone, the month of January kind of settles where it needs to be for FCS and D2. The other part is, then I think financially and where you go and money is spent in the right directions for what it needs to. And I think everyone, at least from group of five on down, needs to be budget sensitive.
My name is Paul Peck with Bulls head football coach Lance Leipold. This is the UB football signing day special. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, and we'll be here until 6:30 when we turn it over to Matt Mattia for the pregame show of tonight's UB women's basketball game right down the road at Alumni Arena. 16 players in the class, which is a little bit of a smaller class than normal, but you didn't have a lot of seniors to replace. So give me a sense, as you looked at the 16, eight of them are mid-year enrollees, which means they're already here. Eight of them will be freshmen that will come in August. Give me a sense of the personality, the style. What jumped out at you about this class?
Well, I think the first thing is when you look at the numbers and you look at where we are as a program now, heading into our fourth year, I think we've been able to establish what we expect from our players. I think our players that are in our program know what, and we have the buy-in that is needed to continue to take steps, and that leads to retention and be able to develop certain players. I think one of the areas that we had kind of fallen a little bit behind on, and especially in our scholarship count early, was offensive line. So we had to go out and address that. So sometimes it's not as flashy. You don't have a lot of stats and all those things, but very happy.
They're big, though. That's a good stat.
They are big, and we have two huge human beings definitely coming in that group, and we're excited about that. The other need was that we wanted to get some immediate help in the defensive line, add depth there. Between injuries and graduation, it's a position that needed to get some immediate help in here for competition and depth for spring. And I think those are two of the positions that we were able to attack right away.
Nine different positions make up the 16 players. As you pointed out, Coach, four offensive linemen, three defensive linemen. So nearly half of the 16 are the big guys. And then two linebackers, two running backs, a wide receiver, quarterback, tight end, safety, and defensive back. Yeah. That's the breakdown. Now, when you look at the geography of it, seven different states in the 16 players, five of them from New York, and you mentioned it already, that's the most you've ever signed from the state of New York, which some people will tell you isn't necessarily a state that always turns out a lot of Division I football players, but there's always there, and the fact that you got a pretty good amount of them, including the player of the year in Western New York, is something that I know you're always focused on. How satisfying was it to be able to get as many New Yorkers as you did?
Oh, it was very gratifying. I think we looked at it, between, right here in Section 6, Section 5, we thought it was a great year, and we think we did very well there. I think it's twofold. I think between the student athletes themselves, the high school coaches, and then us as a staff having a better feel and understanding of what's available and how it's going to fit into our program. And, to get a Matt Myers to stay right here in town in the excellent season that he had, he was committed even before he made the move back to West Seneca, Seneca West, and leading them to a state championship. Dylan McDuffie, of course, another outstanding. But just to get those guys right here in the Buffalo metro area is awesome. Corey Gross is a very talented player, had a lot of things going there. And, Mike Novinsky is one of those guys that was a high school tight end that we feel is a big human being, though, but a very athletic. He's going to turn into a very athletic and physical offensive lineman. And those are some of the closest ones. Dan Fedor, guy 6'7", kind of gives us back to maybe a John Kling type of body eventually, and things like that we thought that we needed to get a little more length in the offensive line as well.
Novitsky's the kid that was the two-time state all-state lacrosse player, correct?
Yes, yeah.
So that gives you an idea of athleticism.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike has had offers from some of the major top programs in Division I lacrosse, and I think you look at him and a guy like Gabe Wallace, from St. Andrews College, really, he's from Calgary area over there on the western part of Canada, is, he's 6'6". We list him at 315. I don't know if he's seen 315 in a while. It's probably closer to 335. But he's a national rugby player. The national team of Canada kept asking him. They wanted him to keep playing. So you look at two big bodies like that in that group. I know Derelick Pulse is very excited about it and the chance to work with this group of linemen, and especially after last year, Paul, we played a lot of offensive linemen. That line came together. We were developing depth. Now you bring a group of guys like this in here that get to learn underneath them. Nobody gets thrown into the fire, hopefully too early, and now we build that consistency on both sides of the ball that we need.
We will talk with Darryl specifically about those players and his offensive line, as we will with every position coach throughout the next 90 minutes here. Let's look ahead a little bit. Well, let's look briefly back to look ahead. You finished with three consecutive wins. You finished 6-6. There was so much momentum going. I know the disappointment still burns at you that there wasn't a bowl game, but to end strong like that, you and I have seen a lot of football. You know that when a team ends strong, it carries that momentum into next year, and you've got so many returning players, eight starters on offense, six on defense coming back. Give me a sense of what's going through your mind now about what the potential is for 2018.
Well, it is. There's a lot of excitement there, but you use an interesting word, potential, and you have to make that potential come true, because otherwise potential will just get you beat. And we're so close. And as we talked all fall, Paul, when we had these opportunities, we could see it, the players could see it. Okay, now what are we going to do in this offseason to make sure we even close that gap further? take a huge step in improvement. But Miami of Ohio was 5-7, and so was Eastern Michigan, and they had to be there on the cusp, and they just came up. So that's what makes our league so special, is because it is such a fine line. But where we're at right now is a very exciting time. We're just under 100 players right now in our off-season program. That's probably 20 more than we were our first year. So mm-hmm. what we're able to do in practice, the competition within the positions to create the necessary means to take the steps needed, and that it's a daily thing. And with Lou Corella, our new strength and conditioning coach, came in with another set of new ideas, a way of doing it, and great energy. Our players have really bought in. It's been a very positive start so far.
With UB football coach Lance Leipold, I was thinking about the progression of your time here at UB. When you came in your first year, it was figure it out, get everybody used to who you are. The second year winds up sort of being a rebuilding year, and the record reflects that. Last year was the year where you take the big step forward. Now you're going into a year where the expectations are there. You're bringing back almost key players at almost every position. Do you have to change? Are you changing the way you're coaching this team, maybe compared to the other three off seasons that you've been through?
I don't know if we really changed. I think that's one of the things we tried to do everywhere that we've been along the way as a staff, is it's consistency. And we talk about that, we're going to be a developmental program all the time. It's going to be doing the little things right. And it's a daily process. And I know that's a word that gets used a lot in football these days, but it is. And that's why the word's used. And you have to try to do something today that make you a little bit better than you were yesterday. And sometimes that's personally, sometimes it's within the competition of the position and all the little things that you have to do. I just think there's a little bit, the word excitement's got to be there, but then the urgency to try to get it done as well. And I think those are all high positives, and hopefully, the Buffalo area, Western New York, will come take a look at this group. Because as we know, Paul, it's an exciting group, and some of the games that we played were so exciting. And when we lost those four straight games, the thing really could have gone south, and
almost any of those games could have gone either way. Right.
But then the last three games, they could have played it, and to watch what they really did and how they handled it is really what is the exciting part of where this program is heading.
Yeah, and I know, Lance, I feel like there's excitement that's starting to build a little bit around town when people mm-hmm. are noticing your players, noticing there's articles are being written already mm-hmm. about you're one of the teams to watch this year, and there's one article that says Tyree Jackson's the best quarterback in the MAC. I mean, this is good stuff. This is the stuff that gets you excited, gets me excited. I know it gets the fans excited.
Right, and when you're saying that, Paul, this isn't local stuff. This is national. And when people have taken a look now, and whether they caught a weekday game or the 7 overtime game or maybe the first game of the year at Minnesota, they've taken a look at some of our players now and watched how they've done it consistently. And whether it be somebody that's done a game on a national network, sending a note to our office, to myself or something, talking about our football team and how they watched us through the season. This team is taking and making people take notice, as well as our athletic department, because when you watch our basketball teams and you watch what else is happening, there's a lot of things and some of my past stops, Paul, that'll happen. It's contagious. It builds within an athletic department, within a campus, confidence of being able to see others have success, can filter into your program, and the whole thing will rise up.
Yeah, it's exciting time to be a Bulls fan, no matter what sport it is, and particularly with the prospects for football in 2018. Enjoy the time. Thank you very much. Glad you had a little less stressful signing day for the first time in your life. Relax a little bit, because I know that you don't get very many chances for
that. I appreciate it, Paul. Good to be with you.
All right, that's Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. When we return to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, we start rattling our way through position coaches here at UB to talk about their recruits and their positions and the prospects for next year. This is the UB Football Signing Day Special from Learfield.
Blackout Alumni Arena, Tuesday, February 13th, when the UB men's basketball hosts rival Kent State, with the first 4,000 fans receiving rally towels courtesy of AMF Bowling. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com. From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf synthetic grass fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
Attention UB Bulls fans, students, alumni, and staff. Are you shopping for a mortgage? Call Premium Mortgage, the experts in home financing and the official mortgage lender of the UB Bulls. Premium Mortgage has local Western New York processing and underwriting and offers a large variety of financing options and competitive rates and terms. Call now to speak to one of their educated and experienced loan officers at 716-633-0501 or visit premiummortgage.com. 2150 Worley Drive, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14221. Equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, NYSDFS, NMLS number 92181.
The Learfield Directors' Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student-athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Directors' Cup.
The Hyatt Regency in downtown Buffalo is the perfect place for your parents to stay when they come to visit you. The Hyatt Regency Buffalo is located within walking distance to over 50 restaurants and clubs and has great amenities like a 24-hour fitness center, free Wi-Fi, and a full-service spa on property. It's perfect for your parents and just far enough away from UB to eliminate those unannounced morning drop-ins on you. The Hyatt Regency Buffalo.
Look at that mouth. That poor, parched mouth. What'd you eat for lunch? Chalk dust? Did your face storm a sandcastle? You're being awfully quiet. Is that because your mouth feels like the business end of a Dremel saw? Is it because your mouth just wrote a haiku and all 17 syllables are dry heaves? Right now, your mouth could be tongue-bathing in the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew. Instead, it feels like you've been motorboating King Tut's sarcophagus. Show some mercy. Crack open an ice-cold Mountain Dew. Ah, you know your mouth wants you to. Do the Dew.
Black at Alumni Arena, Tuesday, February 13th, when the UB men's basketball hosts rival Kent State, with the first 4,000 fans receiving rally towels courtesy of AMF Bowling. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
Welcome back to the UB Football Signing Day Special. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road in Williamsville. It is Buffalo's original pizzeria. We're also broadcasting the show live on Facebook through the ubbulls.com website. So wave and smile, Rob Iannello and Brian Borland. There's no, even though it's radio, there's no hiding. There's never any hiding in our world anymore. So you ready for that?
This is my first live on Facebook broadcast, I think.
Well, there you go. Congratulations. So we're going to continue to talk about the signing day class that Rob Iannello, as the head of recruiting, was a big part in. And we'll talk to Brian a little bit about his new defensive backs, and we'll get into some wide receiver talk with Rob as well, too. But, Rob, we'll start with you. This is a question that I asked the coach. This was unlike any recruiting period in your coaching lifetime, the nature of the December and February. Have you got a handle on this? And
yeah,
was it easier?
This Wednesday morning was driving to work and just doing normal stuff. It was not... Not stressfully driving to work. Not calling some kid at 6:30 in the morning. Not doing anything like that. So it was... It was different, but, you know, the Wednesday in December had some, you know, stuff to it. I mean, so it was flipped, you know, back to December when we had 14 kids signed. So.
Right. Most importantly, do you think the kids appreciate and like this setup better? Does it benefit the players, do you think?
Well, I think it does if you know where you're going and you've made a decision. Because, you know, I think statistically as you go back, part of the – reasoning behind the justification of the early sign date was so many kids had made these decisions early enough. X number had made them by the end of June. X number made them before their senior year. X number made them by December 1st. And I think we had such a large number nationally between the Power 5 and Group of 5 sign early. We just have to see what, you know, how it evolves here in the next few years. But I do think I liked it. I thought it benefited us in personally, Buffalo. Because of maybe some of the things that happened to us in the last few years with losing some kids at the end to Power 5 schools that we now have signed, you know. And so I think from our standpoint, you know, our staff did a great job of going back to last year, you know, our first junior day a year ago, having probably as good a group of guys on campus as we've had, you know. And we went back and looked at a number of guys there that were offered by other schools that we signed that went to good programs. Going to our spring recruiting, then going into our We kind of were gone every weekend in June to go to these camps in different places. So I thought we did a great job of preparing ourselves for an early signing date.
Brian Borland, Bulls defensive coordinator. You mentioned to me you spent more time in the month of January working on next year's recruiting class than you can ever remember in your lifetime. That has to be beneficial not only for the program, but for the kids who can start to get a feel for where they fit in for 2018's class, 2019 technically.
Yeah, I think, as Rob said, everything's just kind of sped up here a little bit. So, we've got a pretty good start on the 2019 class, and being able to sort that out probably sort itself out rather quickly as well. So, it's just an evolving process, and everybody's new to it a little bit. But so far, as Rob said, I think it's really benefiting us.
Rob, the interesting thing that jumps out at you when you break down the numbers of this class is five players from the state of New York. I know you guys always want to do that. Sometimes the state doesn't always have a lot of players to try to get, but that perfect storm of a lot of good players and your desire kind of fell in place for the first time in a while.
Yeah, we really felt like the Buffalo-Rochester area had a tremendous amount of talent last year, and then Dan Fedora from Elmira, which is not that far from here. So, you know, five guys from within a close proximity to our campus. And then if you count the couple of Canadian guys, I mean, Cole Berniston went to Canisius, but he's from Canada, and Gabe from Toronto. I mean, there's seven guys very close to your campus, okay, of the 18 on this list. I mean, if you can have a that kind of quality close to your campus, and you can do a good job recruiting those guys. And we had our chance to get our eyes on those guys right at camps. I mean, they were all at our camp. Some of them at their junior season, before their junior season, some before their senior season. So now you get a real chance to evaluate them hands-on, and then you get a chance to know them better, and they get a chance to know you better. And I think that all worked itself out great.
Let me talk to you about the one player in this class who will play for you as the wide receiver coach. Tell me a little bit about Lamaro Smith, 6'3", 205 pounds from Cleveland Heights, Ohio.
Yeah, he's a guy that we got a chance to see last summer at a camp. Besides watching his video, and then he changed high schools going to his senior year, and he's got two terrific parents, Tanya and Lamaro Sr. And he got on our campus in the summer, and then he came back again for an official visit. And, you know, he's on the basketball team at his school. He can really leap, and he can run. When we played Kent, I snuck out and watched him play on a Friday night, and she just went out in different places that night. And so really think athletically, he's really, you know, a guy we're going to really like. And he's got height to him, which we like at the receiver position, so we're really excited about him.
Brian, you're going to get to coach everybody who's a defensive recruit as your role of defensive coordinator, but your specialty on the secondary means you get to tell us a little bit about the two players that you've added. And let's start with the one who is already on campus, and that's Joey Banks, who comes from the same junior college as Khalil Hodge and fits in at a position where I know you're looking for some bodies. He's a 5'10", 205-pound safety.
Yeah, Joe, we're really, really excited about him. Just being on campus now, being throughout the spring, will be a huge advantage. You know, we graduated our two safeties last year who played, you know, well over 80% of our snaps back there. So having a guy that's more ready-made to be able to come in and have a chance to compete, to get on the field and play, is great. Joey's a great kid. He's a great athlete. He's played Division I football before. Before then, he went to the junior college ranks, and so he's kind of been in there a little bit before, had some success, and like I said, looking for him, just see what he can, all of what he can do this spring. But I have a feeling he'll be able to compete favorably, and again, that's an area that we certainly need some guys to step up, and he'll have a chance.
When Rob keeps recruiting 6'3" wide receivers, you need to recruit some 6'2" corners, which is Corey Gross Jr. from Rochester, three-time All-State player, 6'2", 185.
Yeah, Corey played about a half dozen different positions on his team this year. He's, you know, quarterback, running back, defensive end, linebacker, safety, probably play corner as well. So, but he's like what we need. He runs well. He's long, got some versatility to him. We had a chance to see him at a couple different camps, our own and other camps, and really showed up well. I believe he's probably you know, like you, a diamond in the rough kind of a player here that nobody knows a whole lot about, but I think we feel pretty confident in what he'll be able to do us for us in the future here as a safety.
With Brian Borland, defensive coordinator, Rob Ionello, recruiting coordinator and wide receiver coach, this is the UB Signing Day special from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit. You, Rob, have the benefit of recruiting or bringing back one of the deepest positions on this team, including a player who has opened everybody's eyes and dazzled. So what more can Anthony Johnson do to be even better than third in the country in receiving and receiving yards? And then talk a little bit about the depth that you bring back at wide receiver.
Well, if you sit in the room when we, Anthony and I sit and talk about stuff, you'll think there's a lot of things he could do better. and I think Anthony
spoken like a true coach.
Anthony understands that himself. And I think the biggest thing that all the players that are returning in the receiver room had some production is they have to grasp the concept of past performance does not. Now, past performance does not dictate future success. And so I think if we approach it that way and just look at what we can get better at, which is what been a core value of our program, daily improvement. So we just need to go back to look at what we have to get better at and then have some daily improvement. But obviously Anthony had a tremendous season for us, and the things that you're proud of in Anthony is that he's really, he enjoys being at Buffalo. He's embraced being successful academically. He's embraced being a successful football player and a good teammate. And you know, he let us do a few different things with him last year, moving him around. And he had to really kind of be a good student of the game to do that. And so really happy with him. And K.J. Osborne had a breakout season for himself. You know, he started out as an outside receiver. And then when we had some guys go down at Western Michigan, he jumped in the slot and never looked back. And I'm hopeful that Antonio Nunn, who's another guy that played last year, will grow and get better. And then we have some younger guys that maybe haven't played as much that will have hopefully a great offseason and get jump into spring practice and try to get better from there.
I know a lot of fans were worried about this. Were you ever worried that Anthony may decide to make the move to the NFL as a junior?
Not after our discussions, I was not.
And okay.
Because of the reasons that were important to Anthony. One, I think he seized a great value of coming back here and improving himself and then helping the team, okay? I think he sees that value, number one. Number two, he'll be the first in his family to get a degree. And he sees, and that is very important to him to do. And I think he got some good guidance from his cousin, Javion Clowney being one of them, to stay in school. As a good decision maker, he entered the draft protocol program to get a great draft grade, which he got. And then we discussed what that was and where that would sit with him. But he didn't waver from his first conversations of I'm going to return to school, and it's something that's important to me and the reasons why.
Yeah, and I know a lot of Bulls fans were happy to hear that. One of the reasons there's a lot of excitement about this team for next year, Brian, is the fact that you bring your entire cornerback core back, and it's such a critical position from Cam Lewis to Tatum Slack, Devin Russell, Brandon Williams. All those guys have played well, and you get them for another season.
Yeah, you've said it. We've certainly got some depth there, some quality depth. Cam Lewis, just a really phenomenal player and really impactful. So there's a couple of those guys that have some good versatility, so we can kind of shuffle and move some guys around and create some opportunities to get a lot of those guys on the field. And that's obviously you got to have that position as a good players at that position if you're really going to do anything defensively. So at least we've got a good start there.
And you mentioned it, you know, Joey Banks would be in the mix. You lost Tim Roberts and Ryan Williamson, your two starting safeties. Kobe Green played a little bit there, but that's going to be a position that you're going to be working on here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But you know, for all those guys, we always say it's a great opportunity for somebody, right? So we've got to mature there. We've got to come along and you never know, guys. Sometimes guys when they really see an opportunity, they really start to flourish. And hopefully that's what's going to happen at that position.
All right, Brian, appreciate the time. Rob as well. Good work over the last couple of months. We appreciate Rob Ionello and Brian Borland joining us for this segment. We got much more to come. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. This is the UB Football Signing Day special from Learfield.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
Blackout Alumni Arena, Tuesday, February 13th, when the UB men's basketball team hosts rival Kent State, with the first 4,000 fans receiving rally towels, courtesy of AMF Bowling. With long-range threes, monster dunks, and intense defense, you won't want to miss the Bulls in action. Be sure to get your tickets, wear black to the game, and let's make Alumni Arena loud. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. To order, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Attention Bulls fans, now introducing the latest and greatest addition to UB Athletics, the TriPoint team of Keller Williams Realty. The TriPoint team serves the Western New York community with buying, selling, and investing in real estate. For all of your real estate needs, call the TriPoint team, the MVPs of real estate, at 716-398-4425 or visit ubbulls.com/TriPointTeam. The TriPoint team, the official real estate partners of the UB Bulls.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
Okay, so five tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the UB Football Signing Day Special. It is brought to you in part by Town BMW, the official auto partner of UB Athletics. UB students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town. My name is Paul Peck. I want to remind you, and partly because Jim Zabrowski just asked, as soon as we're done here with today, we turn it over to Matt Mattia for the pregame show of UB Women's Basketball. They are home tonight against Kent State. And then as the week goes on, we've got a lot of basketball for you, especially next week. On Tuesday, the men are home with their revenge match against Kent State. The women are home in their revenge match against Central Michigan. That's next Wednesday. And then the men are home again on Friday. That's a week from Friday. So a lot of basketball. And the way the men's and women's basketball teams have been playing, it's good that you got a lot of chances to go see them in action. And again, that starts tonight. We continue breaking down the UB football recruiting class of 2018. We welcome in quarterbacks coach Jim Zabrowski and offensive coordinator and running backs coach Andy Kotelnicki to talk a little bit about their group. And Andy, we will start with you. You got two guys in the class this year, one of them very familiar to Western New York players. So yep. Let's start with Dylan McDuffie, 6 foot, 215 pounds, played at St. Francis and then at Sweet Home 2 years ago at St. Francis, over 1,300 yards rushing and 14 touchdowns.
Yep.
He had great numbers, but he got hurt, so the numbers aren't huge, 840 yeah. yards. And he continues a fine tradition of football-playing McDuffies
yeah.
at UB. So tell us a little bit about Dylan.
Well, Dylan has been on our radar probably since we arrived here in Buffalo. Well, this is going into our third or fourth fall now. So that very first spring, I remember he was going to be in his freshman year over at Sweet Home. I went and saw Coach Fowler over there, who'd legendary coach at Sweet Home. We talked about him.
Him, he said, Coach, you need to keep your eye on this young man as he comes up through the ranks here. He's going to be something pretty special. As you pointed out, he has had some family members who have played at UB. And so we have been tracking him for a long time. And
three
had him
uncles, by the
yeah,
way,
yep.
in case anybody's wondering.
Yep.
Steve, Teddy, and I'm zoning out on the last uncle, but both of them played in the 90s.
Yep.
Steve McDuffie is head coach at Bennett High School here
yep.
in Western New York. So there's a great
yep.
tradition of McDuffies here.
Yep.
Chris McDuffie would
there
be the other
yep.
one. Yes.
And so identifying Dylan really early in the process, as I know Coach Einello and Coach Leipold talked about it, that we want to make sure we do a good job taking care of Section 6 here right here in the Buffalo area and really thoroughly evaluating every player that's in this area that has a chance to play at this level. And identifying Dylan early as he's one of the guys that could do that and seeing him through camps and getting to work with him. And it's pretty special when, you know, I recruit this area, you know, the Buffalo Rochester area, so I have been recruiting him and I will be his position coach that I have a pretty deep relationship with him, you know, that's been going on for almost 3 years now, joining our program, you know, and I'm excited about that. And he brings a physical, you know, set of tools to our backfield that we look for. You know, we want to be versatile back there with what we're doing, and he certainly is that kind of player.
If he's as good as the last Sweet Home running back to play
yeah.
for you, then things would be good if he can be
yeah.
as good as Jordan Johnson. Jarrett Patterson comes in. He's already enrolled
yep.
in classes now from Glendale, Maryland, 5'9", 180 pounds. He was the player of the year on his high school team 2 years ago, over 2,000 yards rushing, and his twin brother's in the class as
yep.
well, too. Tell us about Jarrett.
Well, Jarrett, when you look at him from a stature standpoint, you're going to see he's like a clone of Emmanuel Reed, and,
mm-hmm.
and some of those characteristics that thrive. And what we try to do offensively is unbelievable guy in terms of his change of direction, his explosiveness, that shifty kind of back, that shifty kind of skill player has a, you know, important role in what we're trying to do offensively. And he is an unbelievable young man too. You know, we have been recruiting him for a while as well, and Coach Zabrowski has been involved in getting to know that family, and they're going to be nothing but a resource for us in terms of their athletic ability in our program, but the fact that they are such great flag bearers of our university down in the Maryland area, we're excited about what they're going to be able to do for us here in this program.
All right, Jim, you get one of the headline guys in the class this year to work with, and Matt Myers was amazing this past season in leading West Seneca West to a state title, MVP of the state championship game, Western New York Player of the Year, 6'4", 220 pounds. I think every football fan in Western New York knows all about Matt Myers, but tell us something else we need to know about him and what you see as his future in this program.
Well, the thing about him is, you know, Andy has the area and gave me some information early in the process, and when I got here and started looking at quarterbacks for the next class, and he kind of stuck out to me. But the unique thing about him was they played such a high-level schedule at Bishop Tyman that the record might not have been great. But I didn't care about the games he won. I wanted to see the games where they played a team from Georgia. They played a team from Texas.
Odessa Permian,
yeah,
that people would remember from Friday Night Lights.
They played a national schedule. The scoreboard didn't look very good. But watching him play in games that – I want to see kids have adversity and see what happens. He could play at that speed. And I think the Georgia team had three or four D linemen that were all like – Division I recruits or whatnot. So I got a chance to watch him. My gosh, really liked him. Got a chance to see him work out. He came over multiple times, got to know him and his family really well. Great family, great people. And I got a chance, he came to camp, and he just kept getting better every single time. I think some people tape-wise may not have thought whatever about him. We watched him, like, I really like him. Got to see him in person. I'm like, gosh darn, man. Great-looking kid. He can run. He's fast. You know, that's the other thing people don't understand. There are some games this year he might have been the fastest guy on the field.
At 6'4", 220 pounds. He's very much a modern-day quarterback.
Yep.
2,000 yards passing, 1,000 yep. yard rusher, just the third Western New Yorker to do that in a single season. I know one of them was Chad Kelly.
I'm sure somebody
out there can help me figure out who the other one was. But he plays the modern quarterback game, doesn't he?
He does. He does all some of the stuff, you know, obviously the zone read stuff and the power read stuff we're doing, being able to throw a quick game, being able to throw on the run and create, you know, make plays. And you watch the kids we have. A lot of times quarterback play, yeah, you like to have them be able to run. They got to throw. They got to be able to throw the ball, especially in this day and age. You know, especially kids we have, we got to be able to throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the biggest thing about him being able to run is being able to avoid pressure and minimize the sacks, minimize minus plays, and make a great play out of nothing. I think that's one of the best attributes he has. He has so many great ones. He can make bad plays not as bad and make them better plays, and that's huge. And, you know, I talk about quarterbacks being great erasers. You gotta be an eraser. Things aren't going to be great. I think he has the ability to do that. And like I said, watching him, I'm so proud of him, because I remember he came to camp, and right after he committed, all excited, like a week or two later, and then, hey, Bishop might be dropping their football program.
Right.
I mean, or like the kid, he thought about maybe, should I just not play, or should I, what this, or what am I going to do? And all of a sudden, luckily, you know, obviously he's from that area, West Seneca West, got a chance. The next thing you know, it just team rolls into a state championship, player of the year, every award you can imagine. And we're just so happy. Me and him, Andy, both are just so happy for that kid and what he went through. I mean, that was a hard 2 and 3 week period. And we're like, gosh, my football team just got dropped, basically. And,
yeah.
And he made decisions. And luckily, he knew some of those kids that worked so hard at it. He kind of helped that team, you know, raise everything. Those guys played well. Next thing you know, they're winning state championship, which is just unbelievable.
Right. Well, both of you guys, you know, as the coordinator, Andy, and as the quarterback coach, you know, you guys are hands-on every second involved with the quarterback position. Have you reflected a little bit on what that position did, grew, learned last year through the adversity of the injuries? And, you know, you all three quarterbacks that started are all coming back, have all gotten better, and, you know, certainly everybody here is excited about the next step for Tyree Jackson. But from both of you guys, give us a sense of what you think that position is going to be able to do next year.
Well, I guess go ahead. Do you want to go?
Yeah. I think what I'm most excited about from those guys, and this really speaks volumes to the kind of players they are, is we talk about consistent and daily improvement in our program. It's kind of one of our values that we carry. And then every one of those guys, as they went through the adversity of an injury, you know, watching somebody else have success, whatever it would be, none of them stopped growing in that process. And that speaks volumes to them and their ceiling, which is very high for every one of those guys. And that's probably what I'm observing them. And obviously Coach Z did a great job working with them and having to deal with the transition and, you know, knowing who the next starting quarterback is and that right. kind of stuff. I always tease every Thursday I have a meeting with them to just review the game plan and some situational things. And Coach Bumpus would come in, our graduate assistant would come in, and he would hand out some stuff. And he'd go, man, this room changes every week. But he did a great job working with those guys. But the fact that they, you know, learned from just observing and the you know, Kyle going in for a game and a half and playing for a game and a half, you know, how much experience and what that's going to mean to him in the future for him is just an unbelievable thing.
And we talk about in that room, like I always talk, I don't worry about someone gets hurt, the next guy's got to play. Like I never worry about the second team or the third team and whatnot. You guys, you're one snap away. Drew found that out. Kyle, you were two snaps away in the season. Now you're one snap away.
I don't know that I'll ever forget the look on Kyle's face when Drew got hurt in the huddle. And if anybody was watching the game broadcast, they'll remember that was it. But good for Kyle that, you know, after the initial shock of, I got to play, he went in and played.
And the way we're doing things in our passing game and being able to progression, read all everything, the kids can they feel great about it. They're excited about it. We got great talent on the outside. But they can just come in and play. But, I mean, hell, Kyle's first throw was a third and eight. You know, trying to throw a touchdown pass. Hey, good, great. Hey, welcome to Globe College Football against probably the best, statistically speaking, defense. But those kids made each other better. Those throws, certain Drew would make a throw, and all of a sudden, bang, and then Ty would make a throw. And they compete, and competition makes it great, and that's what happened. So we're excited about all of it.
And one quick note for you, Andy, you, the running back position, you bring your top four rushers back from a year ago. So, again, there's another position where you know kind of what you have. It's just a matter of getting those guys better.
That's right. Our staff right now, what we do this time of year is we do a lot of self-scout, a lot of evaluation, watching film, and all the position coaches are making cut-ups of their players and things that they to get better at, and you know, having all those guys back to sit there and evaluate what they need to improve on, what they've done good, and then for us to really know what their strengths are. Because I think at the end of the day, that's one of the most undervalued things that coaches have to deal with on a year-to-year basis. What are your players going to be good at, and how can you utilize them? And when you have a lot of guys coming back, you can answer that question a lot easier. And that goes in our, you know, both of our rooms, the quarterback rooms, receiver room, you know, really all of our positions on our side of the ball.
Right. Emmanuel Reed, Theo Anderson, Jonathan Hawkins, and Cameron Pickett are the four guys you got coming back. And then there's a few other guys that'll be in the mix there as well, too.
Yep.
So, you know, again, that last year that was a position that you didn't necessarily know what you had. So that makes it a lot easier this year, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And I tell you, there's a saying, right? Repetition is the mother of learning. And I have the follow-up that's saying that experience is the father.
Right.
And so the fact that those guys are getting repetitions, they're getting experience in live games, in live scrimmages, just increases their development tenfold.
All right. Hey, guys, thank you for the time. Appreciate it. I know you guys are more than anybody excited about where things are going to go next year. Can't wait to get a chance to see everybody out on the field. Spring practice starts in a couple of weeks, and then the spring game on April 13th at UB Stadium. Andy Kotelnicki, offensive coordinator, running backs coach. Jim Zabrowski, quarterbacks coach. Guys, thanks for the time.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. We've got much more to talk about here. More recruits, more positions to break down. It's the UB Football Signing Day Special from Learfield.
UB Athletics proudly invites you to etch your name into history with a personalized brick on the new Stampede Plaza, located near the brand new Murchie Family Fieldhouse. Available in three fully customizable styles, these bricks are the perfect way to celebrate holidays, graduations, or any special occasion. Join us in celebrating UB's rich heritage and exciting future. To cement your personal legacy at the University of Buffalo, call 833-551-5702 or visit bricksforbulls.com.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance. We got this, coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
Attention UB Bulls fans, students, alumni, and staff. Are you shopping for a mortgage? Call Premium Mortgage, the experts in home financing and the official mortgage lender of the UB Bulls. Premium Mortgage has local Western New York processing and underwriting and offers a large variety of financing options and competitive rates and terms. Call now to speak to one of their educated and experienced loan officers at 716-633-0501 or visit premiummortgage.com. 2150 Worley Drive, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14221. Equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, NYSDFS, NMLS number 92181.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf Synthetic Grass Fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
At Pepsi, we think it's important to celebrate stuff in life.
Like when you text that really cute guy you met at a party on Friday, and he immediately texts you back, you celebrate with an ice-cold Pepsi.
Or your friend turns on the radio, and your absolute most favorite new song just happens to be playing. That calls for a Pepsi, too.
Because when you and your roommate order a pizza, and the delivery guy throws in extra breadsticks, no charge?
Break out the Pepsi.
Welcome back to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria, and tonight it is the home of the UB Football Signing Day Special. Tomorrow, it's the UB Basketball Insider Show from Santora's on Millersport, and we do that every Thursday at 5 o'clock, but we're talking football tonight because today was the second of two signing days for high school football players, and here to talk about some of the players they've added to their position as we continue to work our way through the roster, offensive line coach Daryl Agpalsa and tight ends coach Alan Hensel. And Daryl, we'll start with you because you got the most guys out of any position. You got four of the 16 recruits, which, you know, the more big guys you can add to the lineup is always the better, right?
Yeah, you're right. It was Christmas for the offensive
line.
There
you go.
It was.
There you go. Well, take us through a little bit of some of the guys that you've added, and let's start with the one you added today because he's an interestingly intriguing prospect, and that's Gabe Wallace, 6'6", 315 from British Columbia, the number one ranked offensive lineman in the entire country of Canada.
Yeah, he's a tremendous get for our program, and we're excited to get him here. You know, the things that he was able to do in Canada, the way he's built, you know, what he can do for our program in terms of size, strength, stature. He's going to be a great addition for us. He really is.
Mike Nowitzki, 6'5", 240 from Victor, talked with Coach a little earlier in the show about he's a two-time All-State lacrosse player. Right. Obviously, you hear 240 and you think, well, that's a little bit light, but you guys must feel like you can bulk him up to be a legitimate D1-sized offensive lineman.
Yeah, he actually, when he came on his official visit, I think early in January, he's already 275 pounds, so he's growing pretty quick now.
I would say so.
But, you know, to add his athleticism, anytime you can get a young man that's played defensive end and tight end in high school that is uber athletic, has tremendous ceiling for us, I think he's going to be able to grow and do a great job for us.
Tyler LaRue comes from Mentor, Ohio, 6'5", 295.
Yeah, Tyler LaRue is another great addition to our program. Very athletic, very physical, did a lot of things, and was well decorated at Gilmore Academy. Has tremendous support system with his family. Great people. He's another great one.
And Dan Fedor from Elmira, 6'7", 286 pounds.
Yeah, he's going to be a really good one, I think. You know, we've actually had the opportunity to recruit Dan since he was a sophomore, and the body of work he's put together through the last 2 years, I think the sky's the limit for that young
man.
Yeah,
there's a good football tradition down in the Elmira, Binghamton area. A lot of good football players have come out of there.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think they just won another section championship, so they did really good for themselves.
All right, so you get the four offensive linemen. Alan, you only get one new prize to play.
Yep, that's right.
But he's a local kid that people know around here, and it's Cole Berniston from Canisius High School, 6'3", 225. He played primarily running back at Canisius, but tell me about the projection of the tight end spot.
Yeah, so the nice thing about Cole, with him being in town here, playing at Canisius, was we were able to get him going into a senior year over at camp, and I was able to work with him, and he will be able to do everything we ask our tight ends and fullbacks to do. A lot of people around the program know about Glenn Mullinich. He'll do a lot of that same type of stuff. He's really athletic. He can run. You know, he was first team All-State. They won a state championship. I mean, he's a really good football player, and I think he'll be able to help our team in a lot of different ways.
There's fewer and fewer teams that are using tight ends. Do you see an advantage for this team, and do you see it in recruiting that you have that there may be less teams chasing the same amount of players?
You know, there always is, and tight end is always such a unique position to project, and you've seen it done with quarterbacks, running backs, receivers. So however we get them there, you know, is we just got to get it done, you know.
Right. Darryl, we'll talk with Tim Edwards about him in a moment, but because we had the notoriety of the first Hawaiian player ever to play at UB, which is where you're from, tell me the story about getting Atu Vainikola to come to Buffalo from a junior college in California, but a native of Maui.
Yeah, we finally got one here, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, it's a great deal. You know, Atu's a great young man. We found him out in junior college, and from... For me, it's special just because there's so much in common and there's so many threads in common between I and he's having a tremendous year. Actually, he's actually here mid-year enrollee. I think he's going to perform really well for us. Really
and
happy to have him.
You and I have talked about the high quality of football that's played on the island, and there's so many players that come to the States with looking for an opportunity to play and play at a high level.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's for young kids coming from Hawaii, just getting the opportunity. He went through the junior college route in the hopes that he could find a way to earn a scholarship, and he did just that.
Well, Alan, much like a lot of the other positions on this team, you get everybody back that performed last year. Tyler Mabry, the starter, Zach LaFave, Andrew Gray, and then even Julian Barrasso, who I know you like very much, who redshirted. Tell me about your group. Tell me about the next steps that a guy like Tyler Mabry can take.
No doubt, and I am really excited about my group because they were one of the young. We were one of the more young positions on our team last year, and I think with those guys getting as much experience as they did, and then adding in guys like Julian, and then Jake Mullinich played a little bit for us, and having Andrew back, and Zach, you know, he had an injury towards the end. He's going to be back healthy. I mean, I am really excited, and then adding Cole, I feel really good with where the position is heading. And, you know, the best part about it is they all work good together and they all keep pushing each other.
My name is Paul Peck with Alan Hensel, Bulls tight ends coach, Darryl Agpalsa, Bulls offensive line coach. This is the UB football signing day special from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit. Well, Darryl, you get three starters coming back from a year ago, O'Hagan, Kazarzak, and Tomas Jack Cordelia. You lose two in David Goldsby and Brandon Manasalva. So take me through a little bit of the process of how to replace them and how to have the guys that are coming back take the next step?
Yeah, you know, we talked earlier during the season about this show that how we were so lucky to have so much depth in our program. And at times we had up to 9 guys get about, throughout the season, about 100 game snaps. And, you know, it's going to be a tremendous loss with David losing on the right tackle side and with Mono leaving at the left guard side. But, you know, what's interesting enough is that we have 4 guys that are going to really truly battle for that position that have a lot of game experience and game reps. So it's going to make for a fun spring for us.
Who are some of the guys that are in the mix to fill those 2 spots?
Yeah, as of right now, obviously, especially in the first 4 games when David was unavailable, we played Coyote Awashika and Jaquez Webb. And they manned that right side for 4 games, so they've had starts already underneath their belt. They played significant snaps for us, so we feel really excited about that right side. And then at the left guard position right now, you talk about a young man like Skylar Hartley that has a bunch of game experience for us, Paul Nosworthy that had tremendous game experience for us. And that doesn't even include young guys that are coming up like Mike Kenefic, Jacob Gall, Jack Klink. Those kind of kids are just pushing our unit in the right direction.
Alan, you know, I mentioned this to you earlier, but and I'm thinking of you're watching the Super Bowl and you're seeing 2 of the best tight ends in the NFL and how they're being used. I mean, Zach Ertz really was the Eagles' number one receiver.
No,
you couldn't argue that Gronkowski was the Patriots' number one receiver.
Yep.
It's such an interesting position. There are guys who are supersized receivers, and then there are guys who are lighter offensive tackles.
Right.
What's the challenge in coaching the position as it is now?
You know, there's always you're getting pulled so many ways, whether that's passing game, run game, guys on special teams. But I think what I like trying to be able to do is have, and the best analogy is, I want the tight end group to be like a basketball starting 5. I want guys that are big guys. I want guys that are like point guards. I want forwards. And that way on offense, we can use these guys all these different ways to complement the quarterbacks, the receivers, and the O-line.
You know, we saw the passing game take strides last year that yep. hadn't been done around here in a long time. The receivers got a lot of the glory, rightly so, yep. But the tight ends played a role in that. How do you see that position evolving in where the offense may be going in 2018?
You know, I think it all comes down to, you know, being able to get our best guys on the field. But we do play not just 11 guys. We'll play 13, 14 different guys throughout, and I think If the tight end group can continue to develop, that will just make our offense better as a whole.
Yeah, and it affects you, Darryl, as well on the offensive line. Different quarterbacks, different running backs, different styles. You know, we saw the offense take a rather dramatic shift towards the end of the season where the quarterback wasn't running. How's the adapting process go for the offensive line and all of that?
Yeah, I think when you're going throughout a season, and whether it be injury or what you're being successful at, everything's fluid, so you have to find a way to adapt to your situation. And last year, as we started to have tremendous success throwing the ball, we knew we geared up to become better protectors for our quarterback and take care of him, because we know if we gave him time, he was going to find the open receiver.
So do you spend a little more time on pass protection as spring practice goes along, or do you try to find a balance between the two of them?
You know, as a coach, you're always looking at to improve your deficiencies. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that our run game was deficient, but it's something where we want to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll continue to work on our pass protection and improving that aspect, and we're going to continue to run the ball better too.
All right, gentlemen, appreciate the time very much. Looking forward to seeing what both of your position groups are going to do to make this upcoming season as special as I think it can be. Alan Hensel, great. Tight ends coach. Darryl Agpalsa, offensive line coach. Gentlemen, appreciate the time. Enjoy a little bit of relaxation here, will you?
Thank you so much.
All
great.
Right,
thanks,
we've
Paul.
Got more to come. We're going to talk a little defense. We haven't talked a lot of defense. We're going to do that when we return to the UB Football Signing Day special from Learfield.
Voice of the UB Bulls, 50,000 watt ESPN 1520, WWKB, Buffalo.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13.
Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
UB Athletics proudly invites you to etch your name into history with a personalized brick on the new Stampede Plaza, located near the brand new Murchie Family Fieldhouse. Available in three fully customizable styles, these bricks are the perfect way to celebrate holidays, graduations, or any special occasion. Join us in celebrating UB's rich heritage and exciting future. To cement your personal legacy at the University of Buffalo, call 833-551-5702 or visit bricksforbulls.com.
Attention Bulls fans, now introducing the latest and greatest addition to UB Athletics, the TriPoint team of Keller Williams Realty. The TriPoint team serves the Western New York community with buying, selling, and investing in real estate. For all of your real estate needs, call the TriPoint team, the MVPs of real estate, at 716-398-4425 or visit ubbulls.com/TriPoint team. The TriPoint team, the official real estate partners of the UB Bulls.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Blackout Alumni Arena, Tuesday, February 13th, when the UB men's basketball team hosts rival Kent State, with the first 4,000 fans receiving rally towels, courtesy of AMF Bowling. With long-range threes, monster dunks, and intense defense, you won't want to miss the Bulls in action. Be sure to get your tickets, wear black to the game, and let's make Alumni Arena loud. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. To order, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
Welcome back to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. My name is Paul Peck, and we continue the UB Football Signing Day special. We're here until 6:30 when Matt Mattia takes over on ESPN 1520 with the pregame show for tonight's UB women's basketball game against Kent State. Still plenty of time for you to hop in the car, drive over to Alumni Arena, and check out one of the hottest teams in the Mid-American Conference, the UB women's basketball team. They tip it off tonight at 7 o'clock. We are breaking down the recruiting class of 16 new players for the UB Bulls, and we have done it by position. We have talked all about those dazzling, glory-hungry offensive players. Now it's time to get into the trenches here a little bit with the defensive guys. We welcome in defensive line coach Tim Edwards and linebackers coach Chris Simpson. Right, everybody wants to talk about all the touchdowns. Nobody likes to talk about the guys who have to stop them, right?
That's right. That's right. But we're gonna change that right now.
Yes, we are. All right, Tim, let's start with you. You had three members of the recruiting class this year, including, matter of fact, I think all of them are JC kids, right? They're all here already as mid-year enrollees, so you get a chance to really get going with them. And let's start with a guy that we mentioned in our last segment, because Darryl Agpalsa from Hawaii was able to get the Bulls' first ever player from Hawaii here, Atu Vainikola, a 280-pound defensive tackle, a JC kid from California. Tell us about him.
Oh, we're excited to get him. And one of the key things you just alluded to was we got all three of them on campus right now. And one of the guys we'll talk about a little later, he was not a junior college. He was a prep kid. But at the end of the day, you got three big guys on campus right now, and losing the two guys with Ford and Damone Harris, you know, potential NFL guys. You want to try to replace those guys and get them fast as possible. But
right.
I think it was a great find for him, for us. You know, we got a guy from the island, and he's a big guy, and he's already up to 290. So we're excited to get big guys that we can do kind of simple stuff with, and that's part of the key for us last year, to be able to do simple stuff with guys, and I think he's one of the guys that give us a chance to do that.
Have you learned any Hawaiian island traditions yet from him? Has he translated any of those to Western New York?
No, not yet. Unfortunately, he's been spending most of the time with the strength coach, so we'll get to it. I know he liked to They like to smoke pigs in the ground. I'm from Mississippi, so I think it's going to be a great fit. It's going to be a great fit.
Speaking of Mississippi, your other junior college transfer, Deshondrick Foxworth, a 310-pounder from Columbia, Mississippi, who played at Jones County Junior College. And the only reason I would know anything about Jones College Junior College is because I watched Last Chance U, and they're in the same league there.
Yes.
As the national champions down there, right?
Yes, he's one of those Mississippi Junior College, and throughout the recruiting world, you know, we consider Mississippi Junior College the SEC of junior colleges. So they're known to have a bunch of big guys, explosive guys, big, basically at the end of the day, big country boys, and that's what he brings to the table, a 300-pound guy. And we've been fortunate to have those guys inside, and excited to have another one.
So both of those guys are kind of more defensive tackles, correct?
Yeah.
How about the other kid, Eddie Wilson, who comes from Milford Academy, which is a prep school? Is he a little more of a defensive end at 6'4"?
No. He's a straight tackle, too?
He's
a straight nose tackle.
He's
the anchor, and by these numbers,
tackle.
They are being real considerate. I think freshman, probably was his freshman in high school, 6'4", 285. He's a big kid. Like he will be the one of the biggest guys we have on our team right now. So he's a big kid, and bring like two or three championships from Hoboken. So you know, not only he's a big kid, but he's done it and been successful. And we've had a lot of success with the Milford Academy. Last year we got Malcolm Coons that came in in January, just like him. And a couple years ago we had Christian Gonzalez, kid that came in January. So Rob has done a good job of getting that relationship going. And we're excited to get him in. And we're really excited. He's a young kid that's really, really big.
Right. Chris Simpson, no one makes the linebackers happier than having big bodies in front of them so they can go make the tackles.
No question.
Your two recruits are going to be happy once they get here. Matter of fact, James Patterson is already here, 6 foot, 215 pounds from Glendale, Maryland. We already talked about his twin brother on the running back position. James Patterson had 180 tackles as a senior. Tell us about him.
Yeah, James is, I would say he's a true inside Mike Will type linebacker, very physical, very explosive. I think if you take a peek at his highlight tape, he's actually, I want to say he should be under contract with Rydell, as many helmets as he as he's broken and had to replace, whether it's be his or their opponent. But yeah, he's on campus right now, so real excited to get him going in spring ball. Another one of those gray shirt type opportunity guys, and I personally really like twins, because they are very competitive. They have to be from birth. I mean, my wife is a twin. We got the Ames brothers that have played for us, and Jake's with us still right now, that are very competitive, and the Pattersons are no different. They're going to be very extremely competitive, athletic individuals that I'm really excited about, James.
And they're on the opposite sides of the ball, which doesn't hurt either, right?
That's right.
Your other recruit is Max Michelle from Elizabeth, New Jersey, 6'2", 215 pounds, a kid who had 14 sacks as a senior in high school.
Yeah, and he actually is here as well. He's also a gray-shirted mid-year enrollee. So we have both of those guys here on campus, like Coach Edwards is talking about, having those defensive tackles. We're excited to be able to get those guys involved with spring ball. They're involved with our off-season conditioning program right now with Coach Lou, and doing a great job. Max is extremely explosive, very twitchy, very athletic.
He's more of an outside backer,
more of a field type outside backer. Like was a high jump, triple jump type long jump guy in high school, and extremely, extremely explosive. So excited to see what he can do as well.
My name is Paul Peck. This is the UB Football Signing Day Special. We make our way through the list. We're talking defense with defensive line coach Tim Edwards, linebackers coach Chris Simpson. Well, Tim, let's take a look at the position. You mentioned you lost a couple of really key guys and leaders in Chris Ford and Damone Harris, so you've got some holes to fill. What do you see as some of the players that are going to be in the mix to fill those holes? And then again, you also bring back some pretty good guys in Chuck Harris and Justin Brandon as well, too.
Well, that's the biggest thing. You know, we're bringing Chuck, and all conference performers, so we're excited to have him back in, and Justin Brandon, and we figured he'll be an all conference potential preseason type guys. And so Koontz and Miles Nicholas played last year. They was role guys, and you know, we always been fortunate to have enough ability to rotate a bunch of guys, so we feel comfortable with those two guys. And, you know, Riggins sit out last year. He was a transfer from UMass, a kid from Rochester. So we're excited about him. and with the young two guys, Jalen Nolan and Freddy Durellis. So we're excited about those guys. And the key is where we at. You say we're going to have 17 guys in spring ball. So everybody we expecting to do some work is going to be on campus, figuring out how we're going to do it the UB way and kind of maybe pick up what, try to get back as fast as we can where we left off from last year.
We saw as the season went on, Chuck Harris become a dominant player. Can he take that next step to become an all-conference level? I mean, he's already there, but I mean, every game was 6, 7, 8 tackles, 2 for loss, a sack, forced fumbles, touchdowns. Take us through how much he got better as the year went on, and what do you think he can do next year?
Well, his progression has been beautiful. You know, obviously, and that's the way we've been fortunate to be able to do it. And, you know, he was a limited role guy as a freshman, true freshman, 17-year-old kid. I ain't talking about, you know, so Chris dug him out in Detroit and got a kid, an unbelievable athlete. And he's just been developed, just kind of like the whole team. We've been getting guys and we've kind of narrowed in and figured out who we wanted and took him through the process. And he's just, to me, he's an example of the process of what we had as a program now. You get a guy that maybe didn't have 20 offers, but a guy that was a big-time football player. And Chris did a good job of noticing this guy got some potential. And he get here, he buy into what we're trying to get done. And then you look back 4 years from now, he's an NFL prospect.
Yeah, I think he's on the brink of being able to do that.
And hopefully he takes the next phase and I'm have that unbelievable year, and then we all get to reap the benefits of it.
Speaking of NFL prospects, you get the benefit of having another year out of Khalil Hodge, and he's been amazing through his first two. He's gotten better in each of those years. What's the next steps that you're trying to help Khalil make?
Well, we've actually spent some time over the last couple weeks here watching some tape from the season, watching cut-ups, and there are a number of things that Khalil can still continue to work on. You know, I met with him the other day, and we both kind of just looked at each other and said, you believe that this is it now? We got one more year after being here for 3 years, so we're real excited. I'm excited. I think Khalil is really working hard. And is going to continue to grow as a leader in this program, and will leave his legacy, you know. And I do say legacy because I think he's going to go down as one of the great ones, at least in terms of productivity. And that says a lot coming from a program like this with the guys that have come through. So we're real excited.
You bring Jordan Collier back at one outside linebacker position. You do lose Jarrett Franklin and Ishmael Hargrove at the other. So who are some of the next wave of players that you think are going to compete for that job and be ready to step up?
Well, I think as the season progressed, I would say that Kadafi Wright really started to come into his own, and I would expect him to continue to grow in that fashion. I think Matt Otwinowski's always been a very solid backup to Khalil and a guy that we can get in there and give him a break every now and again. And then there's a couple young guys with Tim Terry from Pittsburgh coming in. I'm excited about him. Jay Harrison played a little bit last year as a true freshman.
A lot on special teams. I think he's a guy that we all noticed on special teams, didn't see much of him in regular defenses. Is there that potential for him to step into that role?
I do think so. I do think so that, and we made the decision to pull Jay's red shirt. And because of that reason, that we thought he could really give us something in special teams, and I think he did. And then Justin Mobile was injured. You know, another Pilati guy was injured throughout the year last year, so we'll get him back from injury. And you know, I really do like the depth. I was talking to the guys today, as a matter of fact. We've got more guys in my linebacker room than I ever have anywhere I've been in terms of just sheer numbers. We got a good group, and I think they're all – holding each other accountable, and it's going to make us all better.
Tim, you've been around at high levels of football throughout your life, including playing in the NFL. Do you see some things happening here that have the potential to make this a special season? You know, the guys that are returning, the players that you know you have, the way the season ended last year. These are a lot of things that you want to check off on boxes when you move from one season to another. Give us a sense of what you think the potential for 2018 can be.
Well, it's whatever we want. I think Chris just alluded to, at the end of the day, we, in each meeting room, everybody's going to pretty much have who we are expecting to be the guy in that meeting room. I'm talking about like in January. So we'll get the 15 practices this spring. Then we'll get the 25 of camp. So you're talking about 40 practices where the people that you are expecting to do certain things are already there. You know, probably from a D-line perspective, it's the three junior college guys or the two and the mid-year. You know, they are guys that are going to be new to the process. But we just feel comfortable with Lou, our new strength and conditioning guy, the things that in a two-week time with those guys, you can already see it. And you know, we know what football looks like. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been fortunate to know what it looked like. And the stuff they are doing outside, off the field, looks like football. And we're confident and feel good about what we've been able to do since we've been here. And it's just a good feeling. So, you know, we just got to keep them away from distractions. And hopefully they are excited about the process and get into it. So, but it's a beautiful thing. It's exciting because Lord knows we paid our dues now.
It ain't been
all hunky-dory now. It's been some tough days.
Time for the payoff, isn't it?
Snowy days, and yes, we are waiting for the cow to come in.
All right, great. One of the top defenses in the MAC last year figures to only be better with help from Chris Simpson, linebackers coach, and Tim Edwards, defensive line coach. Guys, thank you very much for the time. Congratulations on the signing class.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, when we come back, we'll hit our final segment of the UB Football Signing Day Special. Talk a little bit about the schedule next year, a little bit about some of the national notices that the program is getting. We'll do that when we come back to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. This is the UB Football Signing Day Special from Learfield.
Blackout Alumni Arena, Tuesday, February 13th, when the UB men's basketball team hosts rival Kent State, with the first 4,000 fans receiving rally towels, courtesy of AMF Bowling. With long-range threes, monster dunks, and intense defense, you won't want to miss the Bulls in action. Be sure to get your tickets, wear black to the game, and let's make Alumni Arena loud. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. To order, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
Attention UB Bulls fans, students, alumni, and staff. Are you shopping for a mortgage? Call Premium Mortgage, the experts in home financing and the official mortgage lender of the UB Bulls. Premium Mortgage has local Western New York processing and underwriting and offers a large variety of financing options and competitive rates and terms. Call now to speak to one of their educated and experienced loan officers at 716-633-0501 or visit premiummortgage.com. 2150 Worley Drive, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14221. Equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, NYSDFS, NMLS number 92181. As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Welcome back to the UB Football Signing Day Special. My name is Paul Peck. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. We have been talking football for nearly the last hour and a half. Nothing could be better than that in February. But then at 6:30, in about 11 minutes, we shifted over to basketball. Matt Mattia takes over with the pregame show for the UB women's basketball game, which is tonight at Alumni Arena against Kent State. Still time for you to get over. Tickets still available to go check out the women's basketball team, which has been off to an amazing 8-2 start in MAC play. And then lots of action on the basketball court over the next week or so. The men are home on Tuesday, the women home again on Wednesday. Those are both huge games, and then the men have a big nationally televised game a week from Friday. So plenty of basketball going on, and it's been great basketball as both teams are off to great starts. We're talking a little bit more football and taking a little high-level approach. We thank all the assistant coaches for coming on and talking about their recruits and their positions, but now we welcome an assistant athletic director for communications, John Fuller, to take a little bit of a high-level look at this. And John, in talking to all call the assistant coach, it got me thinking about something and the progressions of football programs. And I take you back to 2007 when the Bulls had a strong finish to the season. You had Drew Willey, you had Naaman Roosevelt, you had James Starks. You sensed that the team was ready to break out and do some special things. And we saw that in 2008. Do you feel like there's a comparison between 2007 and 2017 and what it might mean for the next year?
Yeah, not only that, but I would even go back even a little sooner and go back to the end of the 2012 season. Remember, the Bulls won three of their last four to finish the 2012 season and then went on to win eight games to go to a bowl game in 2013. So I think both of those, you know, the 08 year, the 13 year, I think there's no question about it. I mean, this team, you know, I think last year kind of we were under the radar, right? I mean, there was no
coming off a two-win season.
Coming off a two-win season, not a lot of expectations, and you know, really just it started to turn the corner, and you know, obviously finishing, you know, winning your last three games of the year to become bowl eligible the first time, just the third time in school history, you know, it really these guys are hungry, and I think almost not getting the bowl game, it was disappointing for all of us, but I think that really has kind of built a fire in the belly of these players. You know, they know that, hey, you know, 6-6 is not going to be good enough next year. We got to go 7-5, 8-4, whatever we have to do. We've got to win every single game. We can't let any of these games slip. And I think, you know, the hunger they have is really going to make for a good season next year.
And the expectations are legit if based on nothing other than the facts, which is 8 starters returning on offense, 6 on defense, 4 of your 5 all-MAC players returning. You bring all your quarterbacks back. You bring almost all your receivers, top receivers. You bring your top 4 running backs back. You bring your top tackler back. I mean, there isn't a position really on the field where you have to sweat it out to kind of see what it's going to be next year.
Yeah, it's. I mean, look at our quarterback situation. I mean, you have Tyree Jackson, who is just an incredible performer, and then behind him you have a guy that threw for 573 yards and
That's
7
right.
touchdowns, Drew Anderson. So at quarterback, it's we have the luxury of riches almost, you know, to be able to have really two really really good quarterbacks at that position. Even Kyle Van Treese, who was thrown into action last year and did a good job. You know, and then, you know, running backs, you know, we have 4 returning running backs and all the starters. And we have a pretty good receivers. Anthony Johnson, I don't know if you're familiar with
him.
Yeah, he's
yeah,
pretty
third
good.
Third in the country. I think we've all heard
yeah.
of him. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, he's an amazing talent. So, I mean, and then obviously on the defensive side of the ball, you have Khalil Hodge in the middle linebacker.
And all the corners
and all
returning.
The corners.
You know,
we're going to lose some stars at different positions, but, you know, I think what we didn't have in previous years that we started to develop last year was depth. And I think now those guys who got a lot of experience last year are going to be able to move up into that starting role. But I think, you know, I think that we won't be throwing a lot of just fresh, you know, freshman young players out there, because I think we were able to kind of build some depth at some of those positions we're going to need to replace.
And people on a national level are starting to notice. You know, there have been some things written over the last couple of weeks. One article, top 20 teams in the country to watch for 2018. The Bulls are on that list. There was an article written about the best quarterback in every conference. Tyree Jackson is the guy on the MAC list. As in your role in the athletic communications office, are you starting to sense that, getting phone calls, starting to hear from people that want to know more about what's going on here?
Yeah, no question about it. Like I said, you know, coming off of a 2-win season, you know, there wasn't a lot of buzz around this team. And now coming off a 6-6 year and putting up the numbers that we did, there's a lot of buzz. And we're getting calls, we'll do our best to get our guys out there, get Tyree Jackson's name out there. Anthony Johnson, you know, could be a finalist for the Biletnikoff Award. But, I mean, if he keeps playing like he's playing, I mean, I hate to say, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm not afraid to say the H word, you know.
Say
I mean,
like, it. Yeah, you know,
it's
go
like
for
it's,
it.
It's, you know, I mean, why not? Why not promote our player? We have a player as good as Anthony Johnson. Let's get the name out there, and even have his name in the same conversation as other guys up for the Heisman Trophy would be an incredible honor and just a great a great moment for this program.
Yeah, spring practice will start in the next couple of weeks. The spring game will be Friday, April 13th. Everybody's chance to see the Bulls with their own eyes for the first time. That will be at UB Stadium. But then let's look ahead to the schedule, because we already kind of got a feel for who the opponents are going to be. Dates are not set yet, except for the non-conference. It starts at home against Delaware State from FCS on September 1st. 21st, then at Temple on the 8th, after a bye at Rutgers on the 22nd, and then the final non-conference home game of the year will be on September 29th against Army. That's a manageable non-conference schedule. There are no likely top 25 teams on that schedule.
Yeah, you know, I think they did a great job with this schedule, and I think Coach Leipold has been trying to do that since he's gotten here. You know, in years past, we've always had that, you know, high major Power 5 school that we pretty much just go in and essentially just cash a check, thank you very much, and, mm-hmm. and come home. You know, but these are all winnable games, right? I mean, Delaware State, obviously an FCS program. We should beat in the opener. But then you're at Temple, who went to a bowl game last year. But those are the teams I would say were very comparable to them.
Sure.
That's a very, you know, very winnable game. Rutgers, a Big Ten team, but not Ohio State,
yes.
Michigan, Penn State, right? So there's a game that we can definitely go in and win. And then having Army at home, I mean, we beat them 2 years ago here, you know, probably should have beat them last year, kind of
sure.
let them off the hook last year, but
right.
we always played well against them. I mean, if you, and that's the thing, you can get off to a good start here, you know, 3-1, 4-0, you know, then, you know, you're not even in the conference and you're two games away from being bowl eligible and you haven't even started conference play yet. So I think that's the importance of having a manageable schedule at the beginning of the season.
With John Fuller, Assistant Athletic Director for Communications, as we wrap up the UB Football Signing Day Special from here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. You know your MAC opponents. At home, it'll be Akron, Eastern Michigan, Kent State, and Miami. The road shapes up as a little bit tougher. Bowling Green, Central Michigan, Ohio, and what might very well be the game of the year in the MAC is on the road at Toledo.
Yeah, Toledo, the defending MAC champions, arguably the you know, they had an incredible season last year, and they've, you know, Coach Candle's done a nice job there and has really continued to build them up. So that's going to be, you know, market calendars for that one. That's definitely going
to
be.
I would expect that to be a midweek national
yes.
television game in Toledo. You know, now again, they're interesting. They lose their quarterback. He just got invited to the combine in Logan Woodside. They lost a couple of other players. They lost one player as a junior to the NFL. They're pretty good at reloading, but you kind of wonder they're gonna how much of a step back they take or not. You know, but that's going to be a really interesting team for Bulls fans to watch as the season progresses.
And I think it'll also be a good measuring stick as to how good we are. You know, I mean, they're going to be likely pick to win the conference again. You know, if we can go in there, you win that game, that's really going to open some eyes, you know, around the MAC.
The East shall be competitive as always. Ohio brings back one of the breakout stars in the MAC and quarterback Nathan Rourke. Miami, 2 years ago, was the story of the MAC. Went to a bowl, almost beat Mississippi State. Took a step back last year, but they got their quarterback back. That'll be interesting too.
Yeah, you know, the MAC is always competitive. I mean, and it's always tough to gauge, you know, who's going to be good year to year, because kind of teams come out of nowhere. But without question, you know, University of Buffalo football team is going to be one of the teams at
all
the top
right.
of the league.
Congratulations to you and your Eagles. Enjoy the parade tomorrow.
I will.
Women's
thank
basketball.
You.
Matt Mattia's got the call. It's the Bulls and Kent State coming up next. We thank you for joining us on the UB Football Signing Day Special from Learfield.
On the UB Sports Network, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold has been presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, AdPro Sports, New Era Cap, by WGRZ Channel 2, by Town BMW, Comdoc, Nike, and by Pepsi. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the UB Sports Network.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.